This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program is Thursday, December 16th. Let's see here. One more week and one more day, and it's Christmas Eve. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And then it's Christmas Day, and then it's New Year's Day, and then it's Valentine's Day, and then it's St. Patrick's Day, and then it's Father's Day and Mother's Day, and then it's July 4th. And
whoa,
then,
I'm going to need you to slow down a little bit.
Oh, Jay, welcome to the party. This is what he does.
That is a lot to take on.
Yeah, all he does that already. Yeah.
Ladies of the day are here.
Thing.
Jennifer's doing Christmas stuff today. Jay is here. Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keevan, Doug Steffen, here to set things right. And in order to set things right, you got to see things right and hear things right. That's part of the, what we were just talking about, this Ben Affleck thing off the air. What he said in the interview with Howard Stern apparently has been twisted and turned around so that he now needs to go collect his thoughts and clarify whatever it was that he was saying, so it doesn't look like, because Jennifer Garner is probably Miss Everybody's Favorite Person in America, and so if it comes across as you're blaming her, you're not going to come out of it on top.
Yeah. He went on Jimmy Kimmel last night, and Kimmel is a huge Howard Stern fan, so Jimmy had heard.
Well, he
the
used to
interview.
Work for Howard Stern. That's how he got started. He was Howard Stern's producer.
Yeah, and he worked on the staff. But anyway, so yeah, he listened to the interview, and Ben was saying it was a 2-hour in-depth interview, and he was really happy with how it all went. And then the clickbait starting, to print these headlines. Ben blames Jennifer Garner for his drinking problems, and some of his quotes definitely I think he should have been a lot clearer in what he was trying to say. Mm-hmm. But he went on and tried to explain it on Kimmel. I thought he did a pretty decent job of explaining that, that he was saying the opposite of how it all got, twisted.
Yeah.
But you have to
good.
Be, I mean, when you're, look, when you're under that kind of a spotlight, you have to be really, really careful with everything you say. Because it's going to get back to Jennifer Garner, it's going to get back to J-Lo, it's going to get back to your kids.
Their kids.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's what happens to all of these things. You look at, we were talking about Armie Hammer earlier and what's going on with him.
And he's
and
got
how
kids.
That, yeah, he does. He has children. He's gone
he's
to be with them now.
Ones,
his wife,
I think, right?
Back in, yeah, he's they're quite young. Yep. So in order to put things into perspective, we have to understand our language. And as you're pointing out here, the nuance of words and what they mean, and one word can mean more than one thing. A great example of that is the amazing English word up. So this is for linguists and people like Victoria and I who like to have a more precise focus on the English language. Now, up. Can
Jay
be a
does,
noun.
Too. I don't want to, eliminate Jay in this.
No, I'm cool.
Wow.
I'm good with getting her done. I end sentences and prepositions.
Yeah, right. She's not as good at it as you and I are. But that doesn't take
God.
Away from her. It just is,
Jay, I'm not. No. Okay,
all right,
go on.
Calm down for a second. I'm talking about up. Up can be up. A noun. It's
I'm hearing
example.
Cardi B playing in my head right now. Her song, up.
You're right. Okay, so there's a verb, there's an adjective, there's an adverb, there's a preposition. Up can be used in all of those ways. And I guess I'm thinking about this word as an example of the English language and how kind of crazy it is. The word up, it's listed in the dictionary as an adverb, a preposition, an adjective, a noun, or a verb. Easy to understand up, meaning toward the sky or at the top of the list. But when you get up in the morning, you wake up, right? At a meeting, why does a topic come up? Why do we speak up? Why are the officers up for election? Why is it up to the secretary to write up a report? We call up our friends. We brighten up a room. We polish up the silver. We warm up the leftovers. We clean up the kitchen. We lock up the house. We fix up the old car. And then, other times, This word has a very special meaning. People stir up trouble, line up for tickets, work up an appetite, think up excuses. To be dressed is one thing, but to be dressed up, wow, that's pretty special. I don't dress up much, so it's very special. Up, very confusing. The English language, very confusing. A drain must be opened up because it's stopped up. We open up a store in the morning, but we close it up at night. We seem to be pretty mixed up about up. So if you want to be knowledgeable about the proper uses of up, look up the word up in the dictionary, in a big dictionary. It takes up almost a quarter of the page and can add up to 30 definitions. So if you're up to it, you might want to try building up a list of the many ways up is used in your language. It'll take up a lot of time. But if you don't give up, you may wind up with 100 or more different ways to use up. Like when it threatens to rain, we say it's clouding up. When the sun comes out, we say it's clearing up. When it rains, the earth soaks it up. When it doesn't rain for a while, things dry up. You could go on and on. I'm sure I could go on and on, but maybe wrapping it up for now because time is up. I can hear the ladies getting nervous. Okay, cut this. Get the hook. One more thing.
Listen up.
Right.
I think what this demonstrates is that we are that we all need thesauruses.
Yeah.
Is that we really need to be more creative with, because we recycle so many words and pack multiple meanings. It's why it's so difficult for someone who doesn't grow up speaking English.
It really is so difficult to learn the
English language.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So there's one more thing to think about, though, okay? When you get up in the morning, what's the first thing that you do? When you go to bed at night, what is the first, the last thing you do? You pee.
Ew. What? That, seriously?
That was a left turn.
Something to think about. Here's something else to be thinking about. 3 in 10 U.S. adults are religiously unaffiliated. I'm surprised the number is that high, frankly. I would have thought it would be the other way around. 3 in 10 were religiously affiliated, but 7 out of 10 are affiliated with some religion. This is a Pew Research Center survey of religion in the United States. Let's see here. The religiously unaffiliated share of the public is 6 percentage points higher than it was 5 years ago. No surprise there. 10 points higher than it was a decade ago. Christians continue to make up the majority of the U.S. population. See, I think that's misleading because the term Christian now has a different, back to the up thing and what we do with our language and how we understand words, I grew up as a Christian. I was a New England Congregationalist, which was the maturation of the Puritans, the Pilgrims, you know, that's a New England sort of sect, if you will. But then there were Presbyterians, there were Baptists, there were Episcopalians, and the original Christians were Catholics. So all of the Protestants were protesting what the Catholics were teaching, and thus that's where they came from. But now, in the last 25, 30 years, being a Christian means something else. It means it's sort of these huge Christian, well, they have the big cross on the church, like Osteen has in Houston.
Yeah, like the stadium churches.
Stadium, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm a Christian. What does that mean?
I don't know what those denominations are. I think they're actually called non-denominational Christians.
Yes, they are non-denominational.
So, yeah.
And Mormons.
So it's not surprising that Christians would make up the majority
religion. Doesn't Christian mean something different to you? When I think about Christians, I think about people who I've had calls with people, and I used to take a lot of calls on this program and other local shows that I've done. We get into a discussion of religion, and people would... I remember a conversation I had once with somebody, and I can't remember whether it was Cincinnati or St. Louis where I had the conversation. Both cities are very similar, and the tone expressed to me, being a host there, was pretty similar. I wasn't from town, and therefore I was not to be trusted or believed. But one of the discussions, remember one day, because I'm not afraid to talk about religion, and so I got this call from this guy who asked me if I was a Christian. And I said, well, what do you mean? Describe what you mean by Christian. Well, someone who believes in Jesus Christ as his Savior. And I thought about it for a minute, and I said, no, I don't believe that. And he said, he wanted to really have a fight with me. And I said, think about it for a minute. Jesus Christ was a Jew. Jesus Christ died as a Jew. If he came back to earth, as many people would like him to do, the first thing he's going to do is go to the nearest synagogue, because he was a Jew. He had nothing to do with Christianity other than he was a convenient foil for a bunch of guys who got together a century or two after he died and created a religion based on him and his whatever his preachings were. And the best thing that I said, I remember saying this to this guy, and he was really annoyed with me. I said, the best thing about Jesus was his teachings. He was a healer. He was spiritual. He loved people. He set a good tone. He was the best of the best. And it had nothing to do with religion. It had to do with his heart and his soul and how he conducted himself. And this guy was very flustered with me by the time we got to it. But, I mean, really get down to what's really taught about that life. And as we get to Christmas time, you know, the other silly thing is that we celebrate the birth of Christ at Christmas. Christ wasn't born in December. He was born in March.
Where did the December thing come from?
It was a pagan celebration of the Catholics. The Catholics did this pagan.
That is true,
every single pagan holiday there was, the Catholics came in and took it over and made it their own. And that goes across
the
board.
That was that big conference, right? But the whatever that famous conference was when they decided.
Nicaea.
Right? Was that where they decided which books would make it into the Bible and whose story was told?
Yep.
Mary Magdalene was labeled a whore and she never was. And by all, most theologians will say that Jesus and Mary were actually, not Mary, his mother, Mary Magdalene, were actually partners or married in whatever the equivalent would be.
Yes.
And so the Catholic bishops didn't like a woman having that much power. There were female, female popes, and they've obliterated them from history. Yeah. So it's way to go. I don't want to bash Catholics. I was baptized Catholic, but whatever.
I'm not bashing. My father was a Catholic, but he never practiced it, except he wanted a priest when he was dying. That was about it. And so, religion is fine. Whatever makes you a better person, go for it. That's the way I look
at it. That's kind of how I see it, too.
Not getting in the way of anybody's beliefs. I'm just, when people ask me, I went into this long song and dance with this guy, and I think he was talking to himself at the end of the conversation. 18 after the hour.
My online sales are through the roof. Now I need to get these orders out the door.
It's possible at Staples. Right now, your local Staples has you covered with supplies and services for your business and holiday shipping. Plus, this Friday through Sunday, in-store only, get 50% off UPS Ground and Express shipping services. Be sure to ship your packages express by the 21st to get them there in time for the holiday. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Offer valid 12/17 through 12/19. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at my...
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh, dashing through the snow in a one-horse. So you can join any time, ladies, or not. I guess maybe that's your decision. I have big news. I actually don't have it. Jay's got big news, but people are really buzzing about Bruce Springsteen, and we'll tell you why this is a big social media trending thing right after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is there a Bruce Springsteen? Yeah, there are. That's a bad. Remember the thing he did with
Santa Claus is
Clarence?
Coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah, that's like one of the best rock Christmas songs ever.
Yeah, yep. Right. And he's talking to the member of the band. And, Clarence, you've been a good boy. And Clarence was not a particularly good boy, but at any rate, the boss is in the focus here. Would you like to tell us? He's had plenty of dough to count anyway. Now he's got lots of dough to count, right?
Yeah, in a hugely lucrative deal, he sold the masters of his entire catalog to Sony Music and the coinciding music publishing rights to Sony Music Publishing in a combined deal for around $500 million. Does this mean the boss is done?
Good for him.
He's being smart.
He's planning in case something happens to him. He's I think he's my age, isn't he? He's close to my age anyway. He's no spring chicken. And the fact that when you watch him sing and see the veins pop out in his throat, and you listen to the power, the timbre of his voice, I'm in awe of a guy that can do that. He does like 200 performances a year, and he goes on for like 3 hours, sings lots of different stuff, and they never rehearse. He just looks at the band, and they all get what he's going to next, which is really the sign, excuse me, of accomplishments. But the fact that there are so many of these songs, and the fact that he's been doing them for as long as he has, and holding up, you know, at some point in time,
over 5 decades.
Yeah, so you lose your ability to do lots of some of the things you've been doing. So you know, in case something happens to him, he's doing kind of not what Shatner did. Shatner divorced his wife, even though he's still living with her, because he doesn't want all of the legal entanglements. And I'm going to bet the next step in this $500 million deal, I'm betting he's worth at least $500 to $600, maybe $700 million now. So he becomes a billionaire. And what do you do with all of that? Where does it go? How do you keep the government from getting their hands on it as much as anything else?
Just to compare, Bob Dylan's extensive publishing catalog went for more than $300 million last year. 2 years ago, Taylor Swift's first 6 albums went for over $300 million as well.
Yeah. Well, remember when Michael Jackson bought the Beatles catalog? And that really ticked off McCartney. And he paid $380 million for it at the time. That was about 25 years ago. It's worth almost $1 billion now. So
yeah,
a lot of money.
Not happy about that.
No, he sure wasn't. 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Confession. I just started my holiday shopping. Luckily, Kohl's was here to help save the day. I got 50% off toys for my kids, 30% off a Ninja air fryer for my sister, and 40% off jammies for your families for my family. You can even get 15% off or 15, 20, or 30% off with a Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash. So I guess you could say my holiday procrastination paid off. Select styles ends December 19th. Toys, coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's for comfort details.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks the D4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What? The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday denounced her hometown San Francisco's rampant smash and grab looting as absolutely outrageous.
It's absolutely outrageous. Obviously, it cannot continue.
Pelosi stopped short of endorsing San Francisco Mayor Breed's plan to increase policing and review zero bail policies to fight lawlessness. Dale Ho, President Biden's judicial nominee for the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York, claims in 2018 that the Electoral College is anti-democratic.
Obviously, lots of practices that are anti-democratic, that entrench, in some ways, minority rule in this country. And I'm talking about things like, the Senate, the Electoral College, and the maldistribution of political power that results from those institutions.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Strong charges against Dr. Fauci are being heard from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He says Dr. Fauci has turned the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases into the world's biggest incubator of new pharmaceutical products. Mr. Kennedy last night on Newsmax.
I knew a different Tony Fauci. I knew the man who was the architect of agency capture, who had taken a public health agency, directed it away from public health towards a new mission of promoting pharmaceutical products, and transformed his own agency, the National Institute of Allergic Infectious Disease, into the world's biggest incubator of new pharmaceutical products. Between 2009 and 2016, the FDA approved 240 new pharmaceutical drugs, all of which came from Tony Fauci's shop. I showed how he personally takes patent rights on these drugs. His agency owns half the patent for the Moderna vaccine. He's distributed patent rights to four of his favorite loyalists, who will now receive $150,000 a year for life.
The next SpaceX launch is set for December 21st as it heads to the International Space Station. The Florida launch from the Kennedy Space Center will broadcast live on the NASA TV app early Tuesday morning. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
1 in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Four after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner in this half hour of the program with a reminder again. Don't forget to help support the Pandemic of Love, the mutual aid group that's working to help the Kentucky tornado victims. The website is Pandemic of Love, right? Isn't it? What is it? You can give money if you're using Venmo. It's at Pandemic
of
Love.
Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, PandemicofLove.com.
Yeah, Pandemic of Love. Great organization. I've never heard of them. Thank you, Jay, for bringing them to our attention.
But, thank you, Victoria.
Yeah. Well, Victoria, okay.
She's the real MVP here.
Is she?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram too much. That's how I found them.
Really? That's what the problem is.
But they're doing good work, and like Jay had pointed out earlier this week, you know, none of the money is going to pay salaries of people working at the charity. All the money goes right to the people who need it the most.
Mm-hmm. And that's the best way to have it. That's why I don't like the Red Cross and some of these other big agencies, because
They have so much money, they don't put it to the purposes that you give it that often. That's just the way that it is. I've seen so much. We were kind of talking about Bruce Springsteen. If you didn't hear, he sold his music catalog for $500 million, signed the deal yesterday. And we're speculating on how much money that means he's worth. And then you think about some of the music catalogs for the other big musicians around today and what they're getting for the, it shows you the value of the presentation, the playback, if you will. I remember, and I think they still do it, on when I was a disc jockey in the 60s and early 70s, we used to fill out reports as to how many times we played a particular song. And from that, they'd have reports from disc jockeys in radio stations all around the country. That's how they determine what the royalties would be to the artists, mostly the people who write the music. The performers don't get as much as those who write the music. And I suppose that, I guess that's appropriate, right? If the person comes down, comes actually up with the music, with the thoughts, then they ought to get paid better for it. I was looking at Lady Gaga, speaking of stars and singers and stuff, who's in the house of Gucci at the moment. Apparently, she went to Bradley Cooper. They've become and stayed very good friends since A Star Was Born. And she said she credited him with helping to sort of shape her future as a respectable actress. And he's done a great job with her, and she's done a great job. I think she's very, very good.
Have you seen House of Gucci yet?
I have not yet. I haven't been to the movies for a month, and I just haven't had time to go. Mm. She tries to kill her husband. Well, is this spoiler?
It's a true story.
People have seen it by now. Yeah, right. Yeah. It is a true story.
Yeah.
Right. She plays Patrizia Reggiani. How's that? Pretty good? No?
Very good. Somehow that just made me hungry. I don't know. But anyway, yes.
Pizza. We have there's a chain here in the Boston area called Pizzeria Regina. So, yes, that's pretty close in. So, anyway, she was nominated for Golden Globe this week. Remember, we were talking about that on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
She credits Bradley Cooper with helping her shape her future. She just really, I mean, there were a lot of people who just wanted them to be together, period, right? All the rumors about them afterwards, yeah, they're going out together.
I think he's back with his baby mama. They've been spotted around New York City again, so,
right. She said, Bradley believed in me for the role of Allie Mayne in A Star Is Born. She's absolutely consulted him before taking on any role like this role. It was the success of our artistic collaboration that landed me where I am. So
she has to be careful, and she's smart about that to get his advice, because Bradley Cooper, I mean, you can imagine how many movie offers he gets.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the art of really choosing the right project at the right time is something that I think a lot of actors probably struggle with. And the fact that she is already a global superstar, you could easily see her kind of like going down the Elvis route of just being thrown in really crappy movies.
Right. Take the money and run.
Yeah. Oh, well, just make her sing and she'll be fine, you know.
Right.
And
yeah.
So, and she wants to be taken seriously as an actor. Yeah. So
she is. She should be.
She's,
if nothing
she's fantastic.
Else, the way she handled the whole Tony Bennett thing, the class, the prestige of that collaboration, the way, and it just came together almost by accident when the two of them just did a duet on. They were, he was doing an album of duets with famous singers, right? That's how they first got together, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And then it went on and on and on.
Then it turned into an entire album of just them. And then a second album of just them. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Speaking of singers, I don't think I paid enough tribute to the legacy of Michael Nesmith, who passed away earlier this week. He was one of the founding members of the Monkees, responsible for so much of their music. Here's sort of an overview of his career.
The Monkees, Michael Nesmith. Born in Houston and raised in Dallas, Michael Nesmith's songwriting brought him to the Southern California folk scene by the mid-60s. In 1965, he scored the role that would put his musical and dramatic talents together on TV's The Monkees.
The Monkees, the people say monkey around.
Though the
the series was a huge hit. The band, and Nesmith especially, fought for more creative freedom.
And our records were always accepted more because of the fact that we were on them, that we've abandoned this whole commercial thing. At least I have.
After the series, Nesmith continued writing and recording, scoring a hit as a songwriter with Different Drums, sung by a young Linda Ronstadt, as well as becoming a music video pioneer, winning the first ever music video Grammy for his revolutionary Elephant Farts. Though he resisted for almost a decade, he eventually reunited with his fellow Monkees in the 90s to record and perform. We remember musician and Monkee, Michael Nesmith.
And, you know, that I'm glad that we went back to that, Phil. Phil McGean is at the controls in our main studio in Washington and helps us put all together these sounds, the different things that you hear sort of in the background. He was a folk singer, and the Monkees weren't necessarily folk singers, but Nesmith was. And I had forgotten, even though it happened when I was a disc jockey, of the songs that he wrote, like the one for Linda Ronstadt, but he wrote a number of other songs, including songs for himself, like this song called Joanne.
Somewhere. Her name was Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a pond. And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love. Hopeless situation for Joanne and the man and the time that made them both run.
So I have to take a deep breath.
She was only a girl. I know that
I hear this song because it was sort of the story of a relationship that I had, not with somebody named Joanne. But it was so, right on in the way he tells the story. And this is the haunting melody that he came up with. Every time I hear this song, I get...
What year was this song?
I'm going to say 70... No, maybe it was later than that. What does it say on the... Does it say, Phil? Late 70s. It may have been as early as 70s.
Was this on the radio, like, oh, God, while yes. you were in a relationship? And so they kind of...
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, good songs do that, right?
1970.
It was 70.
1970, yeah.
I knew I played it as a disc jockey. But there was somebody... It was before I met Tony and got married that I was with. It's just... it's just, listen to the words. Crank it up again.
Her name was Joanne, and she lived near the meadow by a farm.
This girl that I was enthralled with was a farm girl, and she lived on a farm. The meadow is next to the pond, you know. All of the stuff that spoke to me as he's singing here. It really is. And all of the things, if you think about the Linda Ronstadt songs that he wrote, those are all, her music, I thought the way she delivered on most of the things, even when she was in the Stone Ponies, when she first got started, and that was a group that used a lot of the folk sounds of the times, and then she went off on her own and had fabulous success, and much of what she did was a result of her collaborations with Michael Nesmith, who produced a lot of her songs, not only wrote them, but produced them. A tribute to somebody who is very important to the music scene. Speaking of important people, Ted Lasso got a claymation. I just found this. You guys have been talking about Ted Lasso for over a year. I didn't find him until I was on an airplane ride someplace and watched a couple of episodes and became completely sold or hooked on it. But I haven't had.
It's so good.
Right.
Because you laugh and almost cry in every episode. There are very few shows that can do that. It's so, so good.
So he and the other three main members of the cast have been nominated for Golden Globes as well. Is Waddingham, Hannah Waddingham, is she the one?
The blonde who is, that you like.
Well, there's two blondes. But I
the taller
like
blonde.
But the taller blonde, she is, wow.
Yeah.
Ooh-ha. Anyway,
any tall blonde woman who looks like she could bench press Doug is sold.
Really a type.
Definitely has a type.
Today is Boston Tea Party Day, celebrated here in Boston in the Harbor. A group of colonists disguised as Mohawk Indians. Can you imagine this playing this way today? Oof. They got on board the British ships that had brought tea into the harbor, and they dumped them all into the harbor. It was known as the Boston Tea Party, protesting the Brits Tea Act, which was a bill that was designed to save the East India Company. I remember studying this when we were in high school, lowering the tea tax. The English were trying to get at us, and because Americans were great tea drinkers, and we didn't grow any tea here, they had to bring it all in from India, and it went through Britain. So anyway, a lot of it was smuggled into America by the Dutch. Colonists viewed the act as another example of taxation tyranny, which is one of the reasons that they left England in the first place. So on this night, December the 16th, in 1773, they got on board these ships and dumped $18,000 worth of tea into the harbor. Can you imagine being a fish in Boston Harbor that night? Oh. What do you think the water...
Okay, I will give you props. I mean, this has been hundreds of years now, and I don't think anyone has ever asked the question, can you imagine being a fish in the harbor that night? You do definitely bring up an odd perspective, but that
is think about
true.
It. I mean, what the hell did
of all the things going on, can you imagine being a fish in the harbor that night?
Yeah, right. Fishy stuff going on there. All right. So what do I have to do? I got to sell something here. The MyPillow folks want you to remember that they have no problems delivering quickly on any product that they have in the MyPillow catalog. The product catalog includes page after page after page after page of things that are really cool to have in your bedroom, in your bathroom, dog beds. I have one for my darling Daisy Mae. I gave her a shower bath last night, and I brushed her, dried her off with my a couple of my Giza towels and the sheets that they have. There's all kinds of things that will give you total comfort in your bathroom and in your bedroom. And you can save a lot of money. There are a lot of deep discounts between now and Christmas on all the MyPillow products. So you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and save yourself some dough. And make sure, by ordering now, you can ensure the things that you want to help people enjoy their holiday will be there in time for the holiday. So check it out, MyPillow.com. Use the discount code DJV, if you please.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Try Decrystal for mild to moderate eczema. It works at
53 after the hour now. More information than you possibly can handle, but we'll compartmentalize it for you. And as a matter of fact, we've compartmentalized movies and things that you can see on a screen, big ones and small ones. I prefer the big ones, but Chucker, he's here with info about big ones and small ones, and we'll get to the big and the small of it after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
This is a representation of a lot of television shows that were pretty similar, but they were all pretty good. Right? Would you say that was true, Chucker?
I agree. And this one was pretty good. Today in TV history, December 16th, 1975, the sitcom One Day at a Time premiered.
Bonnie Franklin.
It was produced Bonnie Phillips, Franklin, Suzette. Valerie Bertinelli, Mackenzie Phillips, and Pat Harrington, who played the character
Snyder. Right, Harrington. Yeah,
was not only funny, but a lot of hard-hitting subject material, the teen pregnancy, drug abuse. It was really well done.
Well, I mean, think about it this way. At the time, nobody knew it at the time. Mackenzie Phillips was getting buffed by her father, and she lived that life as a separate entity over there someplace. Nobody knew it, and she still showed up every day and did her role. And I mean, when you think about that, the history of that kid and what she was living through with her father.
My God. But it aired from 75 to 84, so it ran 9 seasons. It was successful. They rebooted it a couple years ago, one of the streaming channels, a Latina version of the show, which got good buzz. Not a lot of people watch, but I was a big fan of the original. I watched it in syndication all the time. Good show. Are you ready for Spider-Man No Way Home, Doug, tonight? Are you ready?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Why not?
Tell
me.
Spider-Man.
He's not
nothing.
A Spider-Man guy.
Yeah, I don't care about Spider-Man.
Well, anyway,
the first one was Tobey Maguire, but I haven't seen
it. It is expected to do anywhere between $150 and $200 million at the U.S. box office, which is a good, really good opening weekend. There's some good buzz in terms of box office on The Matrix Revolutions, which opens Christmas Day. But I got to tell you, the industry with this new variant and all this fear, it's so depressing to me where the industry is.
It's just ridiculous. It really is. People are falling for this nonsense. I want to ask you something. I'd ask all of us, Victoria and Jay, the role that religion plays in somebody becoming an actor. We all know what the prejudices there are. I was thinking, because I was reading last night an article that basically focused on Joe Rogan interviewing Chris Pratt, and they are talking about the fact that Pratt is a Christian. Now, I don't know. We were talking about Christianity earlier and being a Christian and stuff, and it plays, whatever makes you better, it plays into one's life. And if he's better because he's a Christian, better as an actor, better as a human being, okay. So why does he have to defend himself?
Church gets a lot of criticism for being anti-gay and sort of very so that's where it stems from.
Okay.
It's just that church.
Does he espouse those views? Chris Pratt, is he anti-gay or is he phobic?
I don't know. He's been accused of believing all of that because that's what the church teaches. But I'm not really sure. But it is a controversial
church. The problem is anybody in the public light, even if you're not in the public light, once you view any kernel of an opinion on social media, there's a mass group of millions ready to attack you. So it really is almost not worth disclosing anything about what you think, what you feel, because you're just going to be pulverized for it, and that's a sad state of the times we live in.
Yeah. Well, it is a sad state.
It is.
It is, and it's much of it is
Merry
Jay's
Christmas,
fault because it's all social media stuff. Yes, Merry Christmas. Wait a minute.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.